Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge. On the track right now, we are just getting ready to run the final races of the first round, the 1A and 4A shuttle hurdle relays, Wapsie Valley boys in 1A, Cedar Falls boys in 4A. Results we can pass along to you now here. 100-meter dash preliminaries, Alaysa Horton of Waterloo East. Did not qualify for the finals. She threw ran a 13.10. In Class 1A, Jalen May of Wapsie Valley finished in 13.66. That was also not fast enough to qualify for the finals. 400-meter dash, Clarksville's Kaylin Hardy finished in 102.91. That was good for 19th place. Kendra Nissen of Don Bosco finished 11th, or 1 minute 94 hundredths of a second, 60.94. The clocking there for Nissen. In Class 4A, Maya Crawford of Cedar Falls ran 11th. She ran 59.77, and in the 4A boys 400, it was Jordan Townsend of Cedar Falls finishing 18th and 52.09. Field events that will be starting here in just a couple of minutes. We've got 2A shot put with Sydney Egana of Denver and Taylor Wesley of Dyke, New Hartford, and the 2A long jump with Jarek Hall and Devin Kolash, both from Dyke, New Hartford. The best area finisher at the 11:30 session was Isabel LaRue of Wapsie Valley in the 1A long jump. She jumped 15 feet, 11 and 3 quarters inches, finishing 18th in the 4A discus. Was Trayvon Hyam of Waterloo West throwing 139 feet, 7 inches. And in the 4A high jump, it was Addison Freeman of Waterloo East clearing 4 feet, 10 inches, good for 20th place. Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge.